We'll call the 7th Finance Committee meeting to order. We're in Juneau, Alaska. It is 1:39. We're here, members present, Vice Chairman McKinnon, Senator Bishop, Senator Michicki, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Stevens, and Senator Olson. Today we'll be taking up both HB 285, the mental health budget, and HB 286, the operating budget, for the purpose of taking amendments. After the amendments today, it is my intent to pass the bill out of committee this afternoon. With that, have we passed out the amendments? So I recognize Senator Von Imhoff. Move amendment number one.
Thank you, Chair Hoffman. I move amendment number one to add $150,000 in one-time only funding.
And I will object for an explanation.
Okay, thank you. I move to add $150,000 in one-time only funding from the 1223 Commercial Charter Fisheries Revolving Loan Fund. I'll explain it quickly. Right now, a logbook is required by all sports fish charter guide operators in both saltwater and freshwater. All daily trips must be recorded in the logbook, and all trips, the logbook is given to the ADF&G at the end of the year. This is for halibut, rockfish, species of salmon, sharks, and cod. ADF&G uses this data to manage the sports fishing in Alaska. This data is given to the Board of Fisheries to restrict or liberalize season bag limits, etc. And the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council uses this for halibut management. This is bridge funding in that the sports fish guide licensee fee program, which generates the revenues for this data collection effort, sunsets on 12/31/18. They will be short 6 months to continue the program through fiscal year end of 19. We hope to use this bridge financing to keep the program going through the end of next year.
Thank you. With that, I will, Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to confirm that's a one-time increment.
Yes, that is a one-time increment of $150,000, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
With that, I will remove my objection. Is there further objections to adopting amendment number one? Seeing none, that amendment is adopted. Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number two.
And I will object for an explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you remember last year, we heard from the Department of Public Safety that their number one priority was their issue with filling, hiring, and retaining Alaska State Troopers. And in intent language in last year's budget, we asked them to evaluate the cause and possible solutions of that problem. They came back to us this year with a report in November specifically on that issue. This amendment requests that the Department of Administration review and adjust as needed the contracts for Alaska State Troopers to ensure successful recruitment and retention so that the department can meet its mission in ensuring safety of public safety of Alaskans. Mr. Chairman, we are in a crisis right now, opioid-related and other crimes, and this is the worst possible time to be short on troopers, especially with the impending retirement of a large proportion of the force or the department. So I hope you can support me in this amendment.
I remove my objection and support the amendment. Are there any members of the committee that would like to discuss amendment number two? Seeing none, is there further objections to adoption of amendment number two? Seeing none, amendment number two is adopted. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number three.
And I will object for an explanation.
Amendment number three has to do with the public safety as well, the fire and life safety in particular, out in rural Alaska in particular, where you've got fires that are so disastrous because there's no place out there that can adequately fight the fire. That's the reason we're I'm trying to go ahead and add this amount of money. Most of the funding will come from fees collected from for inspecting the buildings, and a small amount of general funds is used for. We'll certainly have a big impact on rural communities where little or no firefighting equipment or personnel are there. We can remember the last time we had a big fire down in my district was the big one down in Hooper Bay, where the school burned down. Half the village started burning down. They brought in people as far away from home, which is 300 miles away, in order to try and do that. And so this will help to go ahead and alleviate some of the risk and some of the fire consequences that are out there.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Although I do believe that this is an item that is of importance to the state of Alaska, I do believe that public safety in general rises to a higher standard than that, and I would object to this motion. And I will maintain my objection. Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I see that there's a note on the explanation that says that this was an item that was in the governor's budget. Do you or your staff know whether that was contained in the budget that was passed over from the House?
It was not.
It was not. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do you?
I'll still present amendment.
Roll call, please.
Senator Bishop?
No.
Senator
Tiki? No.
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Senator
Vandenhoff? No.
No.
Senator Huffman?
No.
Senator McKinnon?
No.
That motion fails. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number 4.
Object.
And I object.
Amendment number 4 has to do with some money that was put in by the governor in particular. And initially it was to add $2 million. I've cut it down to $1.5 million because public safety is a right for all Alaskans. It's provided for in the Constitution. And because of that, we've, in spite of what's happened during the last couple of years where we've had a decrease in trooper recruitment and retention, we're even having a bigger effect of having issues out in rural Alaska where the VPSO program that was stronger and robuster several years ago when we were when it was propped up and done and more funding was able to go ahead and go that direction. Right now the travel out in rural Alaska is expensive. I'm afraid this money that's being put in there is going to be used specifically for trips in and out of urban areas by the troopers. This would allow it to go to the VPSO program and to be used by the troopers for travel specifically for rural areas and to be used for the emergency medical stuff, assistance in rural communities. The VPSO certainly are the first responders to help in rural communities. Many villages have to wait several days for the troopers to arrive in order to rectify a situation. And so with that, I go ahead and offer this amendment.
Senator Michiki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move an amendment to
conceptual amendment
to amendment number 4. If the maker would care to hear my logic,
Senator Michiki.
Pardon?
Move whatever the amendment is.
The So in the F.
Chairman, yes. Can I have an at ease?
Stand at ease. call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Senator Olson has the amendments before us, but the next three amendments, but he was called away on emergency business from a member of the other body. So at this point, so we're not putting him in a rushed position, we will stand at ease until 2:15. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. We're dealing with amendments on the state's operating budget. We're in the capital, state capital. Senator, we were on amendment number four, which is dealing with the public safety VPSO program. And the chairman of the subcommittee, Senator Machicki, was about to make a conceptual amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move a conceptual amendment to amendment number four, which is a $1 million reduction, and the remaining $500,000 should be a one-time increment, and I can explain if interested.
Does everyone understand the motion? Is there objection to the conceptual amendment? Seeing none, is there objection to the amended motion? Seeing none, the motion as amended passes the Senate Finance Committee. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number five.
And I will object for an explanation.
Amendment number five has to do with the most critical people that we are dealing with, and with myself, especially where you've got young children in rural Alaska. It's important to sustain and improve access to quality pre-elementary programs so that all of Alaska's children have a strong foundation before they start kindergarten. Once you start kindergarten, and especially in rural Alaska, you start getting behind, and by third grade, you'll never catch up. That's been the conclusion of a number of studies they've done. The funds for 2018 have been used to make high-quality pre-elementary programs accessible to our highest-need schools and students. That funding has more than doubled the number of children who are being served in these programs, and assured that these services have been provided where you have the highest need. In the final years of the Moore settlement, two-year kindergarten early literacy grants helped approximately 228 children at a cost of $2.7 million. In FY18, we are now up to 434 children, which is twice as many children, and we're receiving only $1.2 million in funding. Ensuring access to high-quality pre-elementary programs is one of the surest ways to achieve closing the gap and improving student performance as they go on to later years of life. With that, I
will maintain my objection, because all of what you've said is true, and we believe that this amendment, although it is a one-time appropriation, is in the budget, and the decision on whether or not to continue that position and weigh the effectiveness can happen during the next legislative process. So I would maintain my objection. With that, roll call, please.
Senator McKee?
No.
Senator
Olson?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Senator Von Inhoff?
No.
Senator Bishop?
No.
Senator McKinnon?
No.
No.
At ease, Mr. Chairman.
At ease. call Senate Finance Committee back to order. We're on Amendment Number 6. Senator Olson.
I move Amendment Number 6.
And I will object for your explanation.
The explanation I have is I had got confused between Number 5 and Number 6 and went ahead and gave the explanation for Number 6 previously.
And we have what the amendment does is basically double the amount that that is in the budget today for $600,000 reef eddies. We'll call Senate Finance Committee back to order. I will maintain my objection to the amendment. It does give the governor one half of his request. The other body did fully fund it, and this item will be conferenceable at the conference committee. And with that, roll call, please.
Senator McTeague?
No.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
No.
No.
Senator
McKinnon? No. I would like to point out that I didn't misspeak on Amendment Number 3. That amendment is in the House budget and also is conferenceable for the committee members' information as well as the maker of the amendment. With that, is there any further discussion? Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to put on the record that Senator Olson always looks to other people before himself. And while he was trying to advocate for his community and the things that he believed in, we had a medical issue happening inside of our building. And Senator Olson ran to the aid of another. And so, Senator Olson, thank you. And getting an amendment confused when you're coming back from running high on adrenaline and trying to step back into the role of advocating for your community, I just wanted to thank you publicly.
Thank you. With that, may we have a motion, Senator Bishop?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we give legislative finance and legislative legal services the ability to make technical and conforming changes to HB 285, the mental health budget. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we give legislative finance and legislative legal services the ability to make technical and conforming changes to HB 286, the operating budget.
Before a motion to pass both bills out of committee, can we come forward, Mr. Eklund, to address what we're doing in the mental health budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Pete Eklund, staff to Senator Hoffman. I just wanted to point out to members of the committee that in the mental health budget, there's been a tradition for many years. There's also capital projects in the mental health budget, and there's been a tradition for many years that one body removes four of the projects and just keeps one in their budget, and the other body puts that project back in and removes. We do the opposite thing, so every project is conferenceable when we get the conference committee. And so, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to point out that in the mental health budget before you, there's one project that is going to, one capital project. It's the mental health essential program equipment for $500,000 total is included in our mental health budget. And I can read them off, or I can just state, Mr. Chairman, there is five other capital projects that have been removed that were in the other body's version that will all be conferenceable.
Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it's four other that was removed. Is that right, or is it five?
I've got a list from Legislative Finance through the chair, Senator McKinnon, and I have five.
And for the process, once this bill leaves the Finance Committee, it will go toward the full body of the Senate for consideration. At that point, the bill will be referred to the other body. They normally will not concur in the actions that the full Senate has taken. Each body will then appoint a conference committee. The conference committee will work out the differences, and then the conference committee report will come back to the full body, each body, for their consideration. So although we are taking action today, the both particular pieces of legislation have a ways to go before they get to the governor for his signature. And I would like to thank all the committee members for all of the work this year in a concentrated time period to get this budget done. I know all of your staff have worked very hard on all of the subcommittees. I'd like to thank David Teal and his shop for all of the work that they've done to bring us to this stage. People of Alaska, you know, it's been said many times that we are going through a time in our history where we're facing a deficit, about a $2.5 billion deficit, and that is something that needs to also be addressed aside from the services that need to be presented. The other portion of the budget was 287, which was the forward funding of education. We still plan on, we're still working with the other body and plan on taking that up as early as possible. It's still the intention of this body and the Senate to come to some conclusion on the early funding of education. But as I said earlier, this budget does not include education funding, but we are going to go through an extensive process in negotiations with other body at the conference table. So between the time that that bill, the operating budget, is signed off on the committee, on the conference committee report, hopefully we can come to an understanding with other body so that early funding can happen. I'm optimistic that pink slips will not go out. Are there any other members that want to say anything about either the operating budget or the capital budget at this time? Seeing none, Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate CS for House Bill 286, Finance, Work Draft Version 30. GH-2564/November as amended from committee. Mr. Chairman, I move Senate CS.
Before you do that, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Mendenhall?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator McKinnon?
Yes.
Yes. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate CS for House Bill 285, Finance, Work Draft Version 30, GH-2566/R, as amended from committee.
Roll call, please.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Mendenhall?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Tiki?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator McKinnon?
Yes.
Yes. With that, we will adjourn, but please remind all the committee members to sign the committee report before you leave. Is there anything else that may any members want to bring before the Finance Committee before we adjourn? Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to thank you and your staff for communication, for starting our process early, for trying to meet up with the other bodies' schedule so that we could move inside of the 90 days. I know that's been the goal, to get as quickly as possible a budget to the table with as much communication as possible. So I appreciate all those that came out and testified on Friday, and I appreciate the Legislative Finance team, Lacey and David, and all of the team, Amanda, and others who've worked to get us here, but especially to your team and to Mr. Eklund. Thank you.
Senator Bishop.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think you covered it, but I just want to cover it again. I might have missed it. I want to, from the Finance Committee, I thank our Senate Finance staff. Gentlemen, ladies, you did a marvelous job, and thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. And I would like to thank all the general public for their public participation in testifying. We had well over 215 people testify on this operating budget, and I'd like to thank them for participating in the public process. With that, we stand adjourned.